men har bärder bärder barkar solen för konder men har bärder bärder how to barkar för konder men har bärder bärder barkar solen.
Right then, excuse me, it's 9:03 here, listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Deep End of the Ford, with the Cries of Sultan's Head from the On Toyn album. That was Lorcan Macmethuna with voice, Martin Tourish on accordion and piano, being backed up by the Neff brothers, Ogun on fiddle, and Felithri on Ilian pipes, virtual pipes, low whistles. And we should mention, because I actually saw this instrument performed yesterday, Sean McErlin on bass clarinet. And yes, the whole album is in Gaelic and tells of the various episodes of the Toyn. Before that, we heard a version of Avicii's tune done by Lurgan, I pulled that off of YouTube, but had to wait a while to find a CD player that would play it. And big huge thanks to Bob Donovan for that going out. All righty then. Let's see. Yep. It is 9:05. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We are going to segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And let's see here. Yes. There we are. We're going to hear another piece from Olivia Cheney's fine album.
Devoted to the night, remote from tumult and from noise, how ye my restless thoughts delight. Oh, solitude, oh, solitude, my sweetest, sweetest joy. From the nativity of time, and which all ages have revered, to look today is fresh and green. To look today is fresh and green, is when the beauties first were seen. Oh, how agreeable a sight these are. The unhappy would invite to finish all their sorrows here. When their heart fate makes them endure such woes, such woes as only death can. Apollo's love without the pains, the pains to study it. For thy sake, I in love am grown with what thy fancy does pursue. But when I think upon my own, I hate it, I hate it for. Because it needs mercy. There are four cities that no mortal eye has seen, but that the soul knows. These are Gorias that is in the east, and Phineas that is in the south, Morias that is in the west, and Phalias that is in the north. And the symbol of Phalias is the stone of death, which is crowned with pale fire. And the symbol of Gorias is the dividing sword. The symbol of Phineas is a spear, and the symbol of Morias is a hollow that is filled with water and fading light. The Little Book of the Great Enchantment, Fiona MacLeod. Wind comes from the spring star in the east, fire from the summer star in the south, water from the autumn star in the west, wisdom, silence, and death from the winter star in the north. The Divine Adventure, Fiona MacLeod. We begin by building strongly in our inner vision the four directions of north, east, south, and west. In the north is night and winter. In the east is dawn and spring. In the south is noon and midsummer. In the west is autumn and evening. As we build our vision of the directions, we see the room in which we sit change into a square chamber with a door in the wall of each quarter, and know that we must pass through each door in turn to reach the four cities of the fairy realm, Gorias in the east, Phineas in the south, Morias in the west, and Phalias in the north. First, the door to the eastern wall opens, revealing a landscape beyond. We look upon the gateway of the east. It is in the form of two standing stones with a narrow gap between them. Through this gap, we see a spring landscape lit by pale blue and green light. Next, the door in the southern wall opens, revealing a landscape beyond. We look upon the gateway of the south. It is in the form of two trees, one of green spreading branches, and the other a tree of flame, constantly burning but never consumed. As we look upon these trees, they seem to exchange with one another. First, one is of flame, then of green branches, then the other. We look between them and see a brilliantly lit land with a distant hill rising directly in the center of our line of sight. Now the door in the western wall opens, revealing a landscape beyond. We look upon the gateway of the west. It is in the form of two low hills, tinged with the light of evening. Beyond the hills is the sea, with a path of light stretching across it. Lastly, the door in the northern wall opens, revealing the gateway of the north. It is in the form of a low thorn hedge, and a narrow gap lies within it. Beyond the gap, we see a cave within a great wall of rock. Deep within the shadows of the cave, we see a faint glow of silver white light, like starlight. We will enter each of the four gates in turn, beginning with the gate of the east. There are four cities.
Sunshine and storm make the daylight last long. Shine, 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 shine. Moon, catch the light, burn it in the face of night. Shine, 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 shine. Sunshine and storm make the daylight last long.
The summer sun in flight, we turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun in flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun in flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun in flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun in flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun in flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun in flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer.
summer sun and flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun and flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun and flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun and flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun and flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun and flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun and flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light. We dance the gift of the summer sun and flight. We turn the wheel to the passing of the light.
Into the dark, goodbye, goodbye. 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 Into the dark, goodbye, goodbye.
Good morning. It's 9:22. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And so this past week we had both the summer solstice. It's all downhill from here. Hence, into the dark, goodbye, goodbye. It may not seem like we're having less daylight for at least another month, but it's all true. And it was also midsummer. Many people were celebrating. And it was my great joy to hear a new Boston area duo, Alembic, playing out in Berlin yesterday. And we'll have some of their music as soon as I can pull it down from Bandcamp. But in the meantime, our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. But before I do that, let me tell you what you just heard. That was Anne Hill with Dance the Gift of the Summer Sun from her album of Chance, which was put out on her own label, Serpentine Music, way back in 2000. Yeah, Circle Round and Sing. Before that was the Cambridge Revels with O Spirit Sweet of Summertime from an album they put out back in 1993 called The Wild Mountain Time. And I can't tell you now, because I didn't make good notes at the time, but that was Labana giving us Summer Solstice. Before that was Anastasia Nutt reading and R.J. Stewart providing the music for track one of the Four Cities, which told you a little bit about how to enter the realm of fairy, and that's read from RJ's book Earthlight, and is the four cities of the Tutha Dedanen, and much of the imagery comes from William Sharp, also known as Fiona MacLeod. Oh, and I cannot forget, we started off there with Olivia Cheney doing the words come from Purcell, and also somewhat of the tune, O Solitude from Shelter. All righty then. June the 26th, soft fruit and now plentiful, make the queen's sweetmeat within it. And it's a rather long recipe, but it does involve cherries, which are just ripening now. So if anyone would like to get the recipe for this, they're welcome to post. Just simply find Celtic Dawn at WMFO or Between the Worlds at WMFO on Facebook. And yes, those are my two pages. And I will get you the recipe. This is also an excellent time to remind you that if you are an artist who would like to get heard and you think your material is radio station ready, please send it to me, care of this station, Joanne Kesey, care of WMFO, Celtic Dawn, or Between the Worlds, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Now then, June the 27th, fairies being particularly active in the period between Midsummer and St. Peter's Day, now is a good time to bind them to your service. But if you do see the fairies, be sure you never tell. And this is from Elias Ashmole's manuscripts that he collected in the late 17th century, so 1600s. And it's a three-volume book called Relics of Ancient Times. An excellent way to get a fairy. First, get a broad square crystal in length and breadth, 3 inches, and lay it in the blood of a white hen 3 Wednesdays or 3 Fridays. Then take it out and wash it with holy water and fumigate it. What he means is pass it through smoke. Then take 3 hazel rods of a year's growth, peel them fair and white, and write the fairy's name, which you call 3 times. And yes, each fairy has a different name. On every stick being made flat one side, then bury them under some hill, whereas you suppose fairies haunt. The Wednesday before you call her or him, and the Friday following call her or him 3 times at 8 or 3 or 10 of the clock. But when you call, be in clean life and turn your face towards the east. And when you have your fairy, bind her or him in that crystal. Got it? Good luck. June the 28th, sea travel to foreign parts reckoned to be safe after midsummer. Guard against seasickness an outlandish food. Okay, you have a limited amount of time, right? And all of you are wondering when St. Peter's Day is. St. Peter's Day is June the 29th. Rush bearings are now in full swing. This is from the Bishop's Castle Rush Bearing Song in Shropshire. Good day to you, you merry men all. Come listen to our rhyme, for we would have you not forget this is midsummer time. So bring your rushes, bring your garlands, roses, johnswort, vervain too. Now is the time for our rejoicing. Oh, yes, right, we're not supposed to be pagans. So the last line is, come along, Christians, come along, do. Midsummer and St. Petertide are the favorite seasons for rush bearings, when rushes, or in the eastern English counties, new mown hay are brought in procession to churches and ceremonially strewn there in a floor covering. In northwestern England particularly, rush carts with towering flower-bedecked loads of plaited rushes were the focus of the procession, and the rush bearing was the great day of the year. And why is that? Because this is probably the last time for good weather. The hay is brought in. It's not too hot. It's not too sultry or humid. And 'twas a wonderful day of celebration. If you haven't brought your hay in, considering how wet it's been here in Massachusetts, most farmers have already brought their hay in. And when we traveled out to the countryside yesterday, there were signs at the equestrian center that they had hay for sale. So June the 30th, prepare to begin haymaking. This was a day that one of the gunpowder plotters was executed on 1606. Yes, that's exactly how long ago the gunpowder plot was done. John Aubrey notes in his Brief Lives that was written towards the end of this 1600s, Sir Everard Digby was a most gallant gentleman and one of the handsomest men of his time. 'Twas his ill fate to suffer in the powder plot. When his heart was plucked out by the executioner, who after the form cried, here is the heart of a traitor, it is credibly reported he replied, thou liest. So, well, what's going on there? Not everybody was in favor of the Stuarts coming to the throne. And people might not necessarily have been Catholics, but they appreciated the fact that James the First was of a definitely different ilk than Elizabeth the First was. July is the month of haymaking across the pond, named in honor of Julius Caesar. In Welsh, it's a Gorvanoff, the month of completion. In Gaelic, it's An Mios Wy, the yellow month. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's Litha, the month of the midsummer moon. July the 1st, which is Saturday. If the 1st of July it be rainy weather, 'twill rain more or less for 4 weeks together. spells of continuous fair weather now needed to dry out hay and mature growing corn. Yet beware also the ill effects of heat and the diseases proceeding therefrom. In this month, use cold herbs and cold meats. Abstain from physic, and let the sun be up ere you walk abroad. In any time of plague or pestilence, keep your chamber windows shut, opening it when the sun hath force of shining. Be sure to perfume your chambers every evening with tar put on a chafing dish of coals. And that's from Neave's Almanac of 1633. July the 2nd. Hay making should be now well in hand. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, "Let hay still abide till well it be dried. Then go, sirs, away to Ted and make hay. If storms draweth nigh, then cock apace cry. Employ marsh or husbandman's wound wort against wounds sustained in haymaking." Gerard's Herbal of 1633. Now keep in mind, this was when hay fields were scythed by hand. Not sickled, scythe. So if you've seen a scythe, you know it's a two-handled operation, close down to the blade. Ideally, people kept about 6 feet away from each other. But sometimes mischance would happen. And Gerard's Herbal notes, "It chanced that a poor man in mowing did cut his leg with a scythe, wherein he made a wound to the bone, and withal very large and wide, and also with great effusion of blood. The poor man crept unto this herb, which he bruised with his hands, tied a great quantity of it unto the wound with his piece of his shirt, which presently staunched the bleeding and ceased the pain, insomuch that the poor man presently went to his work again." Yep, they made them tough in those days. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But since I guide for the Jason Russell House, if you chance to visit Arlington, look at the stone in front of the Cyrus Dallin Museum right in Arlington Center, and it notes a family, name of Whittemore, and commemorates Edward Whittemore, who met the British coming back from Lexington and Concord, discharged his two pistols, killed two, then killed another one. The troops returning both shot him and bayoneted him and left for dead. He was in his mid-70s at the time. He lived for another 18 years and didn't die until he was 98. We should all be so lucky.
little uncertain, hard to be sure. Maybe I'm hurting, I might need a cure. It's just hard to rely on my sense of why I feel blue. Easy answers, here's what you do. Parts of the picture I never sat through. It's just hard to believe anything simple is true. Calls to action, guns and steel, mindless distractions to make us all feel. We live to some purpose, but what they reveal is the depth of the hunger for anything real. Could I still be what you like to do? I could come back if you want me to. Oh, maybe it's better to settle for being alone. Alone used to mean you were there too. Now it's a singular thing that I do. It's easy to know. I turned out the light. No one keeps dropping by, day or night. It's not that I'm frightened, just safer somehow. When the mail through the slot is all I allow. If I take a look on the inside of me, it's a part of my I can't really see. It's the part that was open. I thought it could run on its own. Smaller now, fading away. The shadow of what it was back in the day. It's hard to make out if it's made out of feathers or stone. Rags and tatters, skin and bones. Do I feed it or just leave it alone? It's painful to see it so down at the heels. I hope it's not dying, but that's how it feels. This isn't tragedy, much less despair. Nothing that definite here. My share of confusion is such I'm much too entangled to care. Where's the beginning? How many ends? Tie them together, see if that means anything. If it doesn't, it's not like I need to pretend. Humble beginnings lead to humble ends. And frozen pot pie for supper again. The lower the humble, the shorter the fall. Till we don't seem to notice at all.
To a long time. to the Lake Geneva. Board the scooter rally, checked into the Chateau Royal Inn. She had to let the living part of life begin. Moving on forward, she rallied and she ran. Off the moon stop, she did the running man. Skanking and hiking, full stop and full force. One step way beyond, come on, no apologies, regret, shame, or remorse.
Yes, that's Green Bay, Wisconsin with the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Chris Smither with Lower the Humble from his new album Call Me Lucky. Kiva with High Summer Redux from A Call to Beauty. Jethro Tull with Pan Dance from War Child. And we are about to go out of here with the Black Poets with Understand What Black Is.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Understand what black is, the source from which all things come, the security blanket for the stars. Understand what black is. It's not a color, it's the basis of all colors. It is not a complexion, it is a reflection of all complexions called human. And out of this blackness passion flows like a river. Feelings tell the truth. Song and dance and making you laugh are family members. Understand what black is. The breath you breathe, the sweat on your brow, the cheers and the tears balancing the world on your head. Faith is the glue that holds us all together. This is your blackness, not some horror story of lost souls drifting into the land of perversion. Black as love is a light shining on a path leading to the sun, or caressed in the bosom of the moon. Understand what black is. Power you must yield to. A force so strong, we try to sleep it away. They say you must be electric and plugged in to the sockets of the world. Black is humanity. Understand what black is. Understand black.